Hi, this is Nicole Dean from NicoleOnTheNet.com, where I bring you entrepreneurs who are making the web and the world a better place. These are people that I handpick because they are positive, loving, smart, and also amazing business people. The person I have today is a newer friend. Her name is Debbie O'Grady. And she spent the weekend with us at the Beachpreneurs Ladies Mastermind Retreat. So I got to know Debbie very well over the course of that weekend. And she is smiley, smart, sassy, and splendiferous. I'm running out of S words. And I'm just so glad that she chose to come and join us. I was impressed with Debbie right away. She is the queen of accountability, and you can find her at revenuerecharge.com. And you can also find all the information we talk about at the show notes at NicoleOnTheNet.com. We'll have links to everything she talks about. Debbie's brief business bio. She said, my clients call me the queen of accountability because I help them get focused, get more done, and the best thing ever, make more money. I work with coaches who want to add accountability to their existing program, and I also work with individuals who know that accountability can help them to accomplish their goals. And Debbie has a book, The Accountability Edge, which will be coming out soon, and it's a collaboration from some experts, and I'm one of them, right, Debbie?
Yes, you are.
About their experiences with accountability. So with that intro, I would like to give a warm, big hug welcome to Miss Debbie O'Grady. Welcome to the Online Success Cast, Debbie.
Thank you, Nicole. Thank you for having me here. I'm so excited to be here and talk with you and talk with your people today.
Me too, because I know that accountability is a very, very important, and I am much more profitable when I am on top of some sort of accountability. But you've got all kinds of opinions about that, and I do want to talk about that a little bit with you. But first, did I miss anything in your introduction that you would like to talk about? Tell me that, and then let's talk about your business and how it got started.
I would say no, you did not miss anything in the introduction. Thank you very much for that. And
yay!
Yes. And as far as how my business got started, originally I started about 5 years ago as I left corporate America and just thought that I would be a consultant. And I am a consultant. I do work with corporate America, but that's not my love. That's not the business that I concentrate on, that I really focus on. I was trained as a life coach and then decided that because of my background as a project manager in corporate America, which I really, really loved, that I would do business coaching and help small businesses to grow their business and succeed. And that's where the focus around accountability comes in, because I'll say why I chose specifically accountability to focus on is because I love seeing people succeed in accomplishing the dreams that they have, which have turned into goals that they're working on. And my business as an accountability coach gets to see that every single day.
And Debbie, talk to me about the importance of accountability. I mean, you before we started recording, you said that you have clients in business, but you also have clients that just like need to lose weight and they need somebody that they've got sitting on their shoulder or in their pocket, you know, all day, every day, that they've got to report to. So talk to me about the importance of accountability. And also, you kind of skimmed over your background a little bit, but I want you to brag yourself up a little bit, because you were flying all over the world in your old corporate job. So, I mean, kudos to, you know, having that credibility as well. So go back on that a little bit, and then let's touch on the importance of accountability and how it can impact your success.
Okay. So when you're asking me to talk a little bit more about the consulting side, is that what you're...
Yeah, because okay. I think that brings a lot to the table for you in your overall credibility. You didn't just one day wake up and go, hey, I think I can change people's lives. I mean, you already were, and you saw the impact of accountability in the corporate world.
I did. As a project manager, one of the, you know, as a project manager, you sit down with your team, lay out what the project is going to be and all the tasks that will happen with the project. And what I did as a project manager that was a little bit different than some of the other project managers is, as we were laying the plan out for the project, I also asked the team members to give me what their career goals were or personal goals were, and we documented those. And so when they were statusing, you know, weekly, giving me status on their progress within the project, I would periodically ask them for status on progress with their, you know, career goals and their personal goals. And what that did, what I saw over time, was that almost every single person on the team they continued to work to move forward in accomplishing those career goals. Most of them got promotions. Granted, they left my team, but that was that was a good thing, because they actually became colleagues. And some of them, just even now today, because this was back maybe 20 years ago or so, you know, when I started doing this. And so some of those folks that started off as maybe a very junior level team member now are project managers and program managers themselves, and they still communicate with me, email me once in a while, and let me know how they're doing, and I get thank yous from them on the fact that accountability was there. They knew that, you know, that I was there for them and I was championing them all along the way, and that's some of what helped them to accomplish what their dreams were. So that was a big thing that I did years ago, and then through the years as a project manager and traveling the globe, as you said, that I have done that. I've been to China, Malaysia, you know, different countries around the world as a process improvement specialist, as a consultant working with small businesses, usually that are software development companies that are working to lay out the structure of their business as far as software development structure and processes are concerned. So I do have that background too, and you know, I've worked for some of the agencies, the government agencies, as a contractor, NSA, CIA, those types of things, again as a process improvement expert.
That's amazing. So see, what I was trying to do is go back a little bit and explain how that the seed was planted 20 years ago for you to become the queen of accountability.
Yes.
And how amazing that was, and how cool it is that you have found that within yourself, and you've been able to turn that love of changing lives and impacting people into a business by doing something that works. You know, I just think that's so cool. It reminds me of that song, I'm an overnight sensation, 20 years in the making.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, I just love that. And I wanted to make sure that my listeners understood that there is something, you know, in them too. It's just a matter of plucking it out and understanding how you can make good money while making the web and the world a better place. And you have done that and continue to do that, and you're impacting people's lives. So lecture me about the importance of accountability for just a minute before we get into the nuts and bolts of the interview.
Well,
why is it important?
You know, it's really important. It really starts off with documenting your goals. It's really your dreams. Your dreams are in your head, and until you write them down, they just stay dreams. Once you document them, then they become goals, and then you can plan them out. Well, a lot of people maybe will do that. Maybe they'll document their goals, and they'll start planning out how they're going to do them. I call them action steps. Some people call them tasks, to-do lists, those types of things. Mm-hmm. The accountability comes in when you have someone else watching and helping you and having your back to keep moving you forward through accomplishing all of those action steps, especially if it's a long-term goal. Sometimes people, you just get tired of, well, I haven't gotten there yet. And if you have somebody in championing you and celebrating every little step along the way with you, that's accountability. That's what's going to keep you excited all along the way as you're working towards accomplishing something that may even take a few years.
I love that. So it's just, it's kind of a, it helps people that are on the path to stay on the right path and to get out of bed in the morning, get on the computer, do the money tasks, and focus and actually take steps towards reaching their goals every day because they know that they've got to deal with you.
Absolutely. Because you can have, you know, you can have accountability partners. You can use an accountability program. The one thing that I talk to people about, the benefits of having an accountability coach is that I know I am a certified coach. I've taken coach training. So it's more than just I'm there, you know, pounding you on the back, you know, well, congratulating you. That's a good pound on the back. Or just, you know, knocking you over the head saying, keep moving forward, keep moving forward. I mean, there's, you know, there's benefits of having a coach help, you know, watching and helping you to find the trends that maybe are getting you off track and unfocused and helping you to get past those.
That's excellent advice. So do you want me to throw a ringer question at you right now before
we
get in?
Sure, sure.
So can I just have one of my friends be my accountability partner?
So here's here's what I say about that.
I know you have a little opinion about
this. I do. You know, you can have a friend be your accountability partner, but if that friend, and it doesn't even have to be a friend, if a person is working with you as an accountability partner, some programs they just assign two people that are in the same program to be accountability partners. If that person isn't holding your feet to the fire and keeping you focused and telling you you're not getting things done and helping you to keep moving forward, especially if it's a friend, they might be a really, really great friend, but I'll tell you what, they're a sucky accountability partner. and it's your fault because you put them in that position, and that's not what a friend should do to a friend.
But Debbie, you're so nice. It's hard for me to picture you cracking the whip, but I know you do it.
I do it. I do it in a very firm, gentle, smiling way.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to give you plenty of opportunity to, because I find the concept of an accountability coach, like, fascinating. So I just wanted to make sure that you had the opportunity to explain exactly what you do, the importance of what you do, the impact of what you do, and to also let people know that this is something that you've been doing and now you've built a business around, a very profitable business, might I say, around doing something that just kind of you enjoy doing anyway as a project manager.
I do. I do. You know, one of the things I say to people is accountability from my kind of accountability isn't calling people on the carpet. It's putting people on the red carpet to celebrate the accomplishments that they've made.
Oh, I love that. I love that. That's so awesome.
Thank you.
Yes, that's a great one. We'll have to turn that one into a picture. Okay, so getting into the meat, what are the top three things you've done to grow your online business, Miss Debbie?
Well, I will say the first thing is I have hired great coaches, and they're great coaches. You know, I tell everybody that if you're in business, you really, really, really should have a coach. And if you're a coach, you absolutely should have a coach, and you should know that. A lot of people don't. A lot of people, you know, think they can do it on their own. They can figure it out themselves, and maybe you can, but I'll tell you what, having a coach is going to just move you, propel you forward. Because,
amen, sister.
Yep,
preach it.
Yep.
I'm with you on that one. I have a coach.
Very good. Excellent. Excellent. So that's the first thing is hire great coaches. The next one is that, you know, I attend live events. That's where I meet the people that I get to talk to, the ones that get to know my personality, and I get to know their personality, and then I can talk about what I do, accountability. I can hear and listen what they, you know, about what they do. And even if they don't need accountability or don't, you know, feel that they want it right now or ready for it, just by going to those live events and creating that relationship, I can help people in a lot of different ways. It doesn't have to be that you, you know, are part of my business. That I know a lot of people and a lot of, you know, I can refer different skill sets to folks that, you know, are stopped somewhere along the way or stuck. So that's another big thing that I do a lot. I do travel a lot, and I do attend a lot of live events, and it's so that I can actually be in front of people.
And you did speak at our last event.
I did. I attend as a participant, and I attend as a speaker, doing a presentation around accountability and how to keep your friends.
By not making them your accountability partner.
Absolutely.
I love that. If that's the case, you have a sucky affiliate or sucky accountability partner.
Right. You know.
And it's your own fault.
It is. You did that to them. So.
All right. And what's the third thing?
It goes right along with the attending live events, because once I meet people, then the third thing is build long-lasting relationships with the people that you fit with, that are, you know, fit with your personality. Whether they're, you know, your potential ideal clients or not, it's you know, those people that you meet that can maybe help you someday, you can help them someday. That's what a friendship is all about. And I build friendships both online and in person. That's the third bit of advice, or the third thing that I've done to grow my business.
And live events also take a lot of different formats, or come in a lot of different formats, because the first time that I actually got to spend time with you wasn't at a typical conference. I mean, that you showed up at a beach house to spend the weekend, to spend 3 days with us.
That's right.
You know, cooking together, masterminding, hanging out at the beach. And I mean, that's a guts. And I'm so glad that you came. Well, you know, I've already told you that like a million times. You were the one person on the roster that was showing up that was the wild card, and Kelly and I were like, we'll see how this goes. And oh my gosh, I'm so glad you came, because I just love you. We love you.
Thank you. And it really was that intention. You know, it wasn't just going there just for the sake of going. It was the intention of wanting to get to know you and Kelly and all the attendees better, and you guys to get to know me, and you know, and look at where we are today.
Yes. All right, so let's get into some tools. What are the three tools that you cannot live without in your business? And if you would, we're going to talk about three free ones and three paid ones, because I feel it's important to invest in your business and get the best tools, even if it costs you money. And I just wanted to, once again, while you're thinking of that, let our listeners know that the links to all of these will be in the show notes at NicoleOnTheNet.com. This podcast, everything we talk about, will be available there. So, Debbie, what do we have for our tools?
Okay, so I will say the first tool that I absolutely cannot do without and that everybody should have is Dropbox.
Oh, amen.
I mean, honestly, because I travel so much and I use different computers. I have one computer laptop at home that I use, and then I have my travel laptop, my iPad. Dropbox can be set up on all of those. And you get
and your phone, too.
Yeah, and my phone, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you get quite a bit of space when you just sign up for free. And then what's really cool is you get to use your Dropbox link. And you give it to people, give it to your friends, whether they're your accountability partners or not, give it to your friends. And when they sign up using your link, it doesn't cost them anything, but you get extra space for every single person that signs up using your link. So that's the first one that's free. The second one that I absolutely cannot live without, and it's the same for pretty much the same reason, is my Google Calendar. I live by that. I just, you know, and I use it in a way that maybe other people would use a, I don't know, a planning sheet or something. Everything is on my Google Calendar. You know, our meeting today is on my calendar. You know, when this will be, you know, put out there is on my calendar. Everything I need to do to promote, you know, the online success cast and anything that I'm doing goes on my calendar. If it's not on my Google Calendar, I tend to forget it. So I use that constantly, my Google Calendar, and that's free. And then the last one, the last tool it's free. Now I'll get into something around it when we go to the paid, but it's WordPress. Everybody should have a website, and I truly believe everybody should be using WordPress. You know, there's no reason not to. It's just so easy to use. It's so easy to set up. And WordPress is free.
Yes. I absolutely use all three of those every single day. I don't want to say I couldn't live without Dropbox, but I rely on Dropbox to run my business. Google Calendar, I have all of our schedules in it, mine, my husband's, my daughter's crazy performance schedule, and my son's schedule, and they each have access to their own schedules from their phones, so they don't have to say, oh, I didn't know that was coming up, or you know, what time is ballet, or keep that stuff in their head. They've been trained, look on your phone, push the calendar, and can set up reminders, too, so they pop up on their phones, too. And it's just made just the whole household run better. Plus, it's made my business run better, too. Plus, integrating it with TimeTrade is fabulous, too. I mean, when you signed up for my podcast, the first thing I do is I say, okay, thank you for the information. Go schedule your appointment at TimeTrade. And then TimeTrade puts it into my Google Calendar. It's all automated. Slick.
And I love that you said that about TimeTrade. That would have been like a fourth one, if you know, because I can't live without TimeTrade. Every single person that my clients use TimeTrade to schedule their calls with me, anybody that wants to have a call with me, a get on track conversation that is a complimentary call, that is set up through TimeTrade. So yes, that connection of TimeTrade with my Google Calendar is, and TimeTrade is free also. So
yes.
Yeah.
And you mentioned your Get On Track conversation, and that's available at getontrackconversation.com.
Yes.
And I'll also have the link to that in the show notes.
Thank you. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Let's get into paid tools.
Okay. Paid tools. The very first one that I put on here is Dropbox. And I have it as, yes, it's free for a certain amount of space. But what I've done with Dropbox is, because I do use multiple computers, I actually have the C drive, my hard drive of my two computers, up on Dropbox, which meant I needed more space. And the cost is not that high. It's really not that high at all. And it's so worth it for me that, you know, I can have all my files there, because I now, with my clients, I share files with them around their accountability calls and the work that they, you know, that the action steps that they're taking over 2 weeks. All of that is on Dropbox. And so yes, I have it as free to start with, and then I moved into the paid version to get more space.
Very smart. I do the same thing, and I have my entire coaching program run through Dropbox. Everybody has their own folder, and I say, don't email it to me, just drop it in Dropbox, and that way I have access to it no matter where I am.
Yeah, and you get a little tickler in the corner. It comes up on my screen saying something's been added to Dropbox, and it doesn't matter if I've missed it, just like what you say. I know where to go and look for things. So
exactly.
So that was number one. Now, number two is, this goes with the WordPress. Yes, WordPress is free, but you have to have some place to put it. So hosting for my WordPress sites. And there's many different hosting options, very good ones that are out there. I use HostGator, which, you know, some people today maybe have a problem with. I haven't, knock on wood. You know, HostGator is what I still recommend to people. You know, maybe once you get to a certain size in your business, you might want to look at going somewhere else. But for right now, I do use HostGator. But it's the fact that you're hosting. That's a paid option that you need to have to put your WordPress site on.
Yes.
And then the last tool that I is paid that I absolutely cannot live without is RoboForm. And there is a free version of you know, this is for my passwords. I have so many passwords, access to so many different sites and applications and things. I could not. I would have the same password for everything if I didn't have a tool like RoboForm.
And you don't need me lecturing on that. Because that is completely unsafe.
Yeah.
That is not the way to run your business.
Exactly. And I use RoboForm to generate my passwords, so they're very, very, very strong passwords. And as I, you know, because I've been in business for a while, so I do still have some things that don't have a strong password. And as soon as I see it and realize it, I immediately change my password and just let RoboForm generate it. And it gives me peace of mind to have something like that to hold my passwords. And it has a very, very super strong password. It's all to get into it. It's all encrypted. And I use it on all my devices. I use RoboForm anywhere, which syncs to every single one of my devices, so I can get to anything. Dropbox is encrypted too, and I can get to anything from anywhere, no matter where I am in the world.
Yes. I actually use LastPass, which is very similar to RoboForm, and either one of them will get the job done. I just like LastPass because I'm able to share passwords without exposing them to my team.
And RoboForm has just added that to their...
Oh, nice.
To where you can do like a one-time password type of thing. So
very cool. So I absolutely agree with all of your recommendations. Good job.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, let's move on to what is one mistake that you've made and learned from over the years in your business?
Well, I have to say, that's such a great question, and just thinking about it, I have to say the one thing is not sticking with something, a decision that I've made. So, you know, making a decision and then only working with it for a short amount of time and, oh, this doesn't work, so let me try this. And working with that for a short amount of time and, oh, this doesn't work, let me try this. So that's a mistake. And what I've learned from it is if I make a decision to work on something, keep to it and stick with it for at least 90 days, because it's going to take that long for me to start seeing anything, whether it's going to work or not work. It's okay if I change my mind. It's okay if after 90 days I realize, oh, this isn't what I want to do, but at least stick with it for 90 days. So that was a biggie for me, a big lessons learned to, you know, give it time to just see if it's going to work out or not.
Right. That's a great one. I think a lot of people, when they think about business, their common sense switch flips off for some reason. Mm-hmm. I mean, I talk about this all the time because I don't understand it. Because in their real lives, they make sense, but then they apply things to business and it all falls apart. So you didn't learn to walk or read in one day, but yet in your business, you try something for like an hour and it doesn't work, and you get frustrated and go, well, obviously this is never going to work, and walk away rather than either outsourcing it or investing in yourself and learning it, having a coach walk you through it or, you know, something. It's so bizarre to me. I like riding a bike. Okay, you push off and you fall and jump up and go, I'm never going to learn how to do that. No, it's ridiculous. But in our businesses, I see people do that all the time. And why does common sense just kind of just disappear when it's applied to our businesses? And I don't know why. I'd love to be able to bottle a solution because I'd make millions of dollars.
I agree. I'd buy that.
And make all of your coaching clients drink it.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, so was there a tipping point that you feel got you to success? And if so, do you mind sharing it?
I don't mind sharing it at all. And yes, I think the main thing was that I, again, working with my coach and being patient with myself, is I found the one thing that I really love to do and that I'm very, very good at. And I focus on that. And it happens to be accountability. You know, it was just, and it took a while because I can do a lot of things. There's a lot of people out there that are telling me that all the time. Well, I can do this and I can do this and I can do this and I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, I can do a lot of different things, but picking the one thing that I am very good at and enjoy doing and just plain focusing on it. I stopped the bright, shiny object syndrome. That was the tipping point.
It makes it so much easier for people to refer people to you, too, when the message is clear.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, absolutely.
Because I didn't get what you did at first for a long time, and I don't think you did either. And then all of a sudden, when you became the queen of accountability and you started talking about that, it was like, oh, okay, that's who Debbie is.
Yeah.
And then it became very easy to, you know, put you on our stage and book you for interviews and refer people to you because I got it. It wasn't, oh, I'm this, and you plop a library in my lap. It was just, I'm the queen of accountability. And it became crystal clear, and I think that's a great message for everybody listening right now. Excellent. And focus. Okay, so a reminder to our listeners that you're listening to Nicole Dean along with Debbie O'Grady, and you can see the links to everything we talked about and some additional resources at NicoleOnTheNet.com, and you can also learn more from Debbie and get a consultation with her at getontrackconversation.com. So revenuerecharge.com and getontrackconversation.com. Whew, I need more coffee, girl. Okay, so next question is, what advice would you give to your own mother or sister or best friend to help them to succeed online?
Oh, great question. Great question. And it's funny because I would love to have my sister or my brother or even my mom and dad, you know, do some of the things that I do if they were interested. But here's what I would tell them is to find someone who is successfully doing what they might want to do. And whether, you know, I mean, I would say online. So it's going to be, it might be a coach. It might be, you know, somebody that you look up to that's doing something that you might want to do and follow them online. So what that means is get on their mailing list. So, you know, they must have an opt-in. So, you know, get your name and your email in their opt-in so you start receiving their advice and their tips, purchase their products, and then hire them to coach you as soon as you possibly can. And honestly, if my mom or my sister would do that, that's going to get them focused and on the right path right from the very, very beginning. You know, put the blinders on because those mm-hmm. bright, shiny objects are out there, and just focus on somebody that, you know, you look up to.
And I think this is a good time to talk about coaching a little bit, because I know so many people that are paralyzed trying to choose a coach like it's a marriage or something. Did you pick one coach and you've only learned from that coach the entire time that you've been online, Debbie?
Oh, my goodness, no.
It evolves.
Yes, it does.
Yes, and, based on your needs.
And coaches understand that. It's okay. You know,
good coach.
Yeah,
you.
Good.
If
you're right.
Coach,
good coach.
If your coach starts to be manipulative or controlling when you talk about wanting to get an accountability coach or something else, then that's a sign of somebody that's got issues. But good coaches will only want what's best for you.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I have personal friendships and relationships with my coaches that even if when I'm ready to move on to a different coach to coach me on something that maybe isn't there, because, hey, I don't know everything about everything, so, and neither does, you know, the different coaches. I have different coaches for different areas of my business, and they understand that, and if they didn't, then then yeah, they want to be my coach. And I'm the same way with my clients. There will be a point where I may have to push them out of the nest to, you know, to get them to fly on to, you know, bigger and higher and other coaches that know things that I don't know. But that's what a good coach should do.
I call it graduating.
There you go.
I say, oh, guess what? You've graduated. It's time to fly away.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And actually, we had that happen with you and I, because I wasn't your official coach, but the Beachpreneurs Retreat, the Beachpreneurs Mastermind Retreat, when we were in Tampa, you were signed up to come to the Mastermind Retreat in October, and you had what felt like an uncomfortable, you know, situation because you had signed up for a really great coaching opportunity that conflicted. And so you came to me and to Callie and you said, I've got this other thing. And it was like, you know, you didn't want to let us down or have us feel bad. And we were like, girl, go. This is a great opportunity. You need to go do that. We'll be here when you need us, but you need to go do that because, you know, it fit better with the direction you are going with your business right now. And, you know, we just want you to shine and we want you to achieve the awesomest version of Debbie that's possible. So that was an example of an instance like that.
Absolutely. And I, you know, I mean, yes, there was the concern that because we've become friends too, the concern that is this going to affect our friendship, but both of you are just so amazing to be able to do that and see that for me and for any of the people that you work with and that are your friends with. And I mean, I just think it's so wonderful of both of you.
Thank you. Okay, well, before we get in another love fest, okay, I do want to go back and clarify, though, picking a coach is not a marriage. You're not married to that person forever, but you also did point out focus. Don't hire 3 or 4 coaches and keep following everybody and, you know, have your eyeballs running in all directions at one time. You choose one coach to start with, work with that person for at least, like you said, 90 days, get a good feel for that person, and then if you do need to switch coaches, you can, but make sure you give it a good effort first.
And, you know, 90 days for a coach, it's going to give you enough time to know whether the personalities are going to mesh and even what the coach's I'm trying to think of the right word. It's their focus is, and whether that's where you want to focus your efforts. But I will caution that in 90 days, you're not going to have accomplished a lot.
Right.
You know, you're just going to know that much. So, you know, I always look for a 6-month and really a 1-year program from a coach, because you need that time to be able to see some success for yourself from that coach. And not, you know, and I mean, I started out my masterminds as 90 days, and it was very difficult because the timing just wasn't quite long enough. As soon as I extended them and then my program to be a 1-year program, that is allowing people to really commit and see, and get focus and actually see some progress and improvements in their business.
Excellent advice. So if you had to rebuild your business from scratch, you had no list, no contacts, nothing, how would you start tomorrow if you had less than $100 to do it?
Great question.
It's a challenging question.
Well, first of all, I'd follow the advice I just gave to my mom and my sister.
Good one.
Yeah. So, I would start with affiliate marketing of products from the people that I trust and start marketing their products. And that's a great way to grow a business from the beginning, you know, from scratch. And so if I lost everything today, that would be the first thing that I would do, is approach my friends and the business relationships that I have and use affiliate marketing to promote their products so I could make a little bit of money from that and then start my own. You know, people don't realize how much knowledge they have, and that should be that's like low-hanging fruit. It's the very first thing that you can start selling is what you know, your own knowledge to people, and creating information products for yourself. So those would be the two steps.
Excellent. Okay, and before we get into the last question, I'm going to remind everybody listening one more time that this is Nicole Dean from NicoleOnTheNet.com, along with Debbie O'Grady from RevenueRecharge.com. And I hope you've been enjoying this interview, because I sure have. If you have, please like us and recommend us and share us and all that great stuff on iTunes and Facebook, because we really appreciate it. All right, so final question. What's something that's working in your business right now that you can share with us?
Well, it's one of the top three things that I talked about that I've done to grow my online business, and that's attending live events. And I will add a little bit more to it, is especially if it's a multi-day live event, I set an intention before I even leave for the event. So I'm leaving tomorrow to head out to an event that's on the West Coast, and I've already started thinking about it and looking at, you know, the possibilities that are there. I set the intention of meeting and really getting to know at least two people each day. So if it's a multi-day event, like the one coming up, it's a two-day event. So you kind of get the feel of the room and who's in the room when you know, the first half of the day. And then I seek out two people that I really want to get to know. And it's the very beginning of a relationship that usually turns into something long term. And it's not just that I want to sell them. That's not what that's all about. It's truly a relationship. I want to get to know what it is they're doing. What's their business like? What are the possible, you know, challenges they might be having, and is there a way that I can help them by referring somebody or just giving them advice? I never can shut off my coaching. That brain, it just comes out. I usually do ask for permission before I say, may I please, you know, and if the answer is no, that's okay. Let's go to lunch. So that's the big thing, is attending live events with the intention of meeting and really getting to know at least two people each day and getting to know who they are and creating a relationship.
That's great. And what's come from creating a relationship with me and Kelly? All kinds of stuff.
All kinds of stuff. I mean, yeah, you know, presenting on your stage, being friends with you guys. Here I am, you know, on your online success cast, and just all kinds of things. You've written a chapter for my book that's coming out, you know, in the next month or so, and all kinds of wonderful, wonderful things.
And we're probably going to be going to Costa Rica together soon, right?
I can't wait. I can't wait for that. Our brainstorming your brilliance. I think I'm going to change my tagline around that.
And always be smiling?
Always, always, always be smiling.
All right, Debbie, is there anything else that we did not cover that you feel is important regarding accountability, success? Do you want to jump on a soapbox and lecture about things holding people back?
You know, I really think you know, we've hit on everything. You know, it's the big thing of not anybody. It makes a good accountability partner. It, you know, I have a really, really good friend who's very successful in her business, and she is the worst accountability partner. And, you know, and I had to learn that, and she had to learn that. So that would be the biggest thing is, you know, don't put your friendships in jeopardy by trying to use a friend for an accountability partner. Get somebody that really will hold your feet to the fire, and you'll move forward so quickly, you know, it'll just propel you.
I love that. And what do I always say? Unfinished projects do not make you money. So all those unfinished ebooks sitting on your hard drive are worth absolutely nothing until there's a buy button under them and you can start selling them. So if you need an accountability partner, an accountability coach, and you're loving what Debbie has to say and you're willing to invest some money, be sure to go to revenuerecharge.com. Also, check out her new book. The link will be on the show notes. And if you're really serious, then go to getontrackconversation.com and you can actually connect with Debbie and see how you might work together. Did I miss anything, dear?
No, you did not. Thank you so very, very much, Nicole.
You are welcome. And what do you always say, Debbie? Always,
always keep smiling.
Always keep smiling. On that note, listeners, thank you so much for listening to the end. I appreciate you tons and tons and tons, and you're the reason I do this. Debbie, thank you so much. You are a rock star. And listeners, you're a rock star too. This is Nicole Dean, NicoleOnTheNet.com. See you next time. Bye.